Hello and welcome to Super Great Kids Stories, wise tales from storytellers around the world, which will make you laugh and sometimes cry. Recommended for ages 5 to 105. I'm Kim and I love stories. Hello, Super Great Kids, and how are you? Are you enjoying the holidays? I'm very happy because we have a talented storyteller to introduce you to who is new to Super Great Kids Stories. His name is Daniel Morden and he has a beautiful story to tell from Denmark, which is a small Scandinavian country in the north of Europe. His story is very playful, so get ready to join in. Daniel is a Welsh storyteller and children's writer. He retells traditional stories from all around the world and is particularly interested in Celtic and ancient Greek stories. His tales are witty, moving, and profound. Now, just before we join Daniel, why don't you try to think how many trickster stories you can name while we have a quick word with the grown-ups? How about starting with the Anansi stories? Hello, Super Great Kids, I'm back. I wonder how many trickster tales you came up with. Did you remember Anansi and the Hot Pepper Soup? I'm sure you did. Or Anansi and Tiger and Sister Chicken? Or Anansi and the Magic Pot? Or did you choose a coyote story or a Brer Rabbit tale? Well done if you came up with 5 or more. Now, are you ready to hear this week's story? Daniel would love you to join in, so listen carefully and when he leaves a gap, can you try to remember the words and fill in what's missing? The trickster in this story is not an animal. It's not even a person, no. As you listen, work out who or what you think is doing the tricking. Are you sitting comfortably? Am I sitting comfortably? Then let's give a warm welcome to Daniel Morden.
Once upon a time, a poor farmer lived with his wife. They didn't have much of a house. In fact, it wasn't a house, it wasn't a cottage, it wasn't a hut, it was a shack, like a shed. And when the wind blew, the shack shook. And when the rain fell, it dripped through the roof onto their heads. They were so poor, they only had one pot to cook in. Now behind their shack, there was a tall wall. If you walked beside the tall wall, you came to a pair of high gates. Behind the high gates, there was a long drive up a hill, and at the top of the hill was a big house. The house of the rich man. The farmer and his wife worked and worked to pay the rich man rent. They worked till their backs ached. One year, it rained and rained, and nothing grew in their fields. They had no crops. No crops meant no money. No crops, no money meant they couldn't pay the rent. They were so poor, when their pot got a hole in the bottom, they didn't have enough money to fix it, let alone buy another. The farmer, he looked at the water dribbling out of the hole in the pot and said to his wife, "The rich man, he has so much. He has a butler to open his front door. He has a cook to make his meals, a dairy maid to milk his herd of cows. He has his own private lake. I'm sure he'll let us off the rent for 1 month." So the farmer put on his hat, walked out of the shack, beside the tall wall, till he came to the high gates. There was a bell, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, at the top of the drive. The front door of the big house opened. Out came a butler, the servant of the rich man. He walked down to the gates and said, "How may I be of assistance to you?" "I owe your master rent," said the farmer, "but it's rained so much, nothing's grown. I wonder, would he be so kind as to let us off the rent for 1 month?" "Please remain here," said the butler, and he walked back up the long drive. And then he came back down with a set of keys, and he unlocked the gate. "Please accompany me." So the farmer stepped through the gates, the butler shut them and locked them behind him. They walked up the long drive. They came to the door of the big house. "Please," said the butler, "remain here." The butler went in, shut the door, the farmer waited outside. The door opened again, and there was the rich man. "Hello," said the farmer. "I owe you rent, but I'm down on my luck. I wonder if you might be so kind as to let me and my wife off the rent for just one." But that was as far as the farmer got, because then he heard, "Rah, rah, rah, rah," dogs. Dogs coming round the house. The master, the rich man, had released his hounds to chase the farmer. The farmer ran down the long drive. He clambered up the high gates and jumped and hit the road outside with a thump. The dogs behind the gates barked and snarled and snapped. "Good morning." The farmer looked up, and there was an old, old woman looking down at him. "No, it isn't," said the farmer. "It is a bad morning. I owe the rich man rent. When I asked him if he'd let me off the rent for just 1 month, you know what he did? He set his dogs on me." "Oh, dear," said the old, old woman. "Maybe I can help you. I like your hat. It's a nice hat." Now, the farmer didn't have a nice hat. He didn't have a nice anything. All his clothes were sweat-stained and muddy and ripped and old and tired. "Thank you," said the farmer. "Is your hat for sale?" said the old, old woman. Yes, I'll give you," said the old, old woman, "this," and she held up a dirty old pot squatting on little iron legs. "Have you got any money instead?" said the farmer. "This," she said, "is better than money." The farmer thought, "Well, it's better than nothing." "Yes." So he gave the old, old woman his hat, and she gave him the pot, and off they went. When the farmer got home, his wife was waiting outside. "What did the rich man say?" "He set his dogs on me. But guess what? I swapped my hat for this pot." His wife looked at the pot and she said, "Oh, well." And they went inside. They gave the pot a good wash, polished it. When they'd finished, it looked as good as new. They placed it squatting on its little iron legs, and then they went to bed. Next morning, the farmer went out in the fields just as he always did. And the farmer's wife in the house heard a noise. She went to the kitchen, and the pot stood up on its iron legs and said, "Hey ho, off I go." "Where to?" she said. "To the rich man's house." And off it went, out of the shack, beside the tall wall, over the high gates, up the long drive, round the big house, into the kitchen. The cook, "That's funny. In all my years in this kitchen, I've never seen that pot before. And it's just the right size to make the stew in." So she chopped up some carrots and onions and garlic and potatoes and beef. She threw them in the pot, poured on water, sprinkled on herbs. She stirred it and put it on the fire, and for hours and hours and hours it bubbled and bubbled and bubbled. And when the kitchen was full of a delicious smell, when the stew was good and thick, the pot stood and said, "Hey ho, off I go." "What?" said the cook. No, stay here." But the pot was too fast. Round the big house it went, down the long drive, over the high gates, beside the tall wall, back to the shack. The farmer's wife, she saw the pot run in. "Husband, husband, come and look, the pot's returned and it's full of stew." When they saw that stew, they clapped their hands, they danced and they sang. And then they ate till their bellies were full. They washed the pot so it was good as new and went to bed. Next morning, just as he always did, the farmer went out into the fields. And the wife, she saw the pot stand and say, "Hey ho, off I go." "Where to?" "To the rich man's house." And off it went. Out of the... beside the tall... over the high, up the long, round the big, into the dairy. And there was the dairy maid. "That's funny. In all the years I've worked in this dairy, I've never noticed that pot before, and it's just the right size to make butter in." So she poured in some milk and she churned and churned, and when the milk had turned to golden butter, the pot stood and said, "Hey ho, off I go." "Wait," said the milkmaid. "Wait, stay here." But the pot was too fast. Off it went, round the big, down the long, over the high, beside the tall, back to the wife. "Husband, husband, come and see, the pot's returned, and this time it's full of butter." The farmer and his wife, they danced and they sang. And then they took the butter to market. They sold most of it. With the money, they bought bread and cake and cheese and good things. And then they had a feast and they washed the pot so it was good as new. And they went to... Next morning, the farmer went out in the fields. His wife, she saw the pot stand and say, "Hey ho." "Where to?" "To the rich man's house." And off it went, out of the, beside the tall, over the high, up the long, round the big, into the pantry. There was the butler. "I say, I've never seen that kitchen pot in my pantry before. It's just the right size to wash all the silver knives, forks and spoons with." So he dropped all the silver cutlery, knives, forks and spoons into the pot. And the pot stood on its iron legs and said, "Hey ho, off I go." "Wait, what?" said the butler. "No, remain here, you reprobate receptacle." But no, the pot was too fast. Off it went, round the big, down the long, over the high, beside the tall, back to the wife. "Husband, husband, come and see, the pot's back and it's full of silver." The farmer and his wife, they danced and they sang. And then they took the silver knives, forks and spoons to market. They sold them. And with the money, they bought food and new clothes and more pots and pans and warm blankets and wood to fix the holes in their roof. Then they had a feast. Washed the pot so it was good as new, and went to... Next morning, the farmer went out into the fields. His wife, in the kitchen, saw the pot stand and say, "Hey ho, off I go." "Where to?" "To the rich man's house." And off it went. Out of the... beside the tall... over the high... up the long... round the big... into the rich man's office. The rich man, "I say, I've never seen that pot before. What's it doing here in my office? Never mind. I was just about to count all my golden coins. I'll drop them into the pot as I count them. 1, 2, 3, 98, 99, 100. The pot stood and said, "Hey ho, off I go." "What?" said the rich man. "No, no, stay here." But the pot was too fast. Off it went, rounder, down the long, over the high, beside the tall, back to the wife. "Husband, husband, come and see, the pot's returned, and this time it's full of gold. We're rich." They danced and they sang. And then they bought food, they bought more drink, they invited the neighbours round, they had a party, they laughed, they sang. Then, when everyone else had gone, they washed the pot so it was good as new and went to... Next morning, the farmer went out in the fields. His wife, in the kitchen, saw the pot stand and say, "Hey ho, off I go." "Where to?" "To the rich man's house." "There's no need," she said. "We're rich now, thanks to you." "Hey ho, off I go." And off it went. Out of the, beside the tall, over the high, up the long, round the big. Now the rich man was fishing in his private lake. And he thought to himself, "Hang on a minute. I remember that pot. It's the one that stole my stew and my butter and my silver cutlery and my money. I'll have to be clever." So he said, "Oh, look. What's that pot doing here? Never mind. It's the perfect pot to put all my expensive fish in." And he lunged at the pot, but the pot turned, "Hey ho, off I go." So the rich man began to chase it, and as he got closer, the pot got bigger and bigger, and the rich man got closer and closer until the pot stopped and the rich man fell in. "Hey ho, off I go." "Where to?" said the rich man inside the pot. And the pot said, "To the smelliest bit of the smelliest bog." And oh dear, it threw him in. Then the pot ran away laughing, and it was never seen again. But as for the farmer and his wife, they bought themselves a better house, and they filled it with laughter and song and dancing, and they lived happily ever after.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for sharing that story. Did you remember some of the words? Out of the shack, beside the tall wall, over the high gates, up the long drive, and around the big house. And who would you say the trickster was? Yes, of course, it was the little pot. Maybe you could draw a picture of the pot running down the long drive and send it to our Facebook page. Now, lots of you have been joining our club and hopping into our owlet's nest. So thank you very much for being patient and waiting your turn to be mentioned. Let's say hello to some new owlets. We start in the Redwoods in Felton in California and say hello to owlet Eleanor, who will be 5 this month. Eleanor loves the scary stories, especially the Ghost of the Bloody Finger. Up to Vancouver in Canada now, and hello to loyal fans Rowan, who is 6, who likes How the Leopard Got Its Spots, and Willow, who is 4, who likes the scary story Bone Soup, and Eirik, who is 2, whose favourite story is how the tadpoles lost their tails. And welcome to new owlet Hannah, who is 9 and lives in Portland in Oregon. Her favourite stories are the Anansi stories and the tall tale of Paul Bunyan. Hannah sent us a lovely photograph of a magnificent statue of Paul Bunyan. And hello to super great owlets Violet, who is 5, and Clementine, who is 2, from Washington State. And we're off to California again now, and hello to Gibson, who lives in Delray Oaks. Gibson says his favourite story is all of them, but he particularly likes stories told by Masako Carey. Across to Brunswick in Maryland now, and hello to Eliza, who is 6.5, whose favourite story is eggshell soup. She'd like to make her own storytelling podcast. Good idea, Eliza. And to Jojo, who is 3.5, who likes The Ghost of the Bloody Finger. And she wants to know if I'm real. Yes, Jojo, I think I'm real. I live near London, across the sea from you. And staying in Maryland in the US, let's say hello to Eli, who is 7. He lives in Joppa. His favourite story is Baba Yaga and Little Brother. Yes, Joppa, that's one of my favourite stories too. Let's go to Melbourne in Australia now to say hello to superfans Ella, who is 9, and Omi, who is 7. They say they think the scary stories are just as good as the best original stories. Oh, that's kind of you. Thank you. And hello to happy subscribers in Whitefish, Montana in the US. Ebba, who is 4, and her mum. They listen every night and they love the story of the hairy toe. They sent us a very funny picture of the hairy toe. Thank you. And over to Edinburgh in Scotland to say welcome and hello to 6-year-old Ashray, who's been listening to the podcast for over 2 years. Ashray builds Lego while listening to Super Great Kids Stories. Good idea. And Ashray especially loves Cap of Rushes and the music by Nick Hennessy. Ah, that's good, Ashray. I'll tell Nick that. He'll be very pleased. And hello to Owlet Arwen, who is 5. His favourite stories are the ones about Anansi. And hoo 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 hoo. And hello to Violet, who recently turned 7 and who lives in Edmonds in Washington. Violet has been listening to the stories for 2 years, and her favourite story is The Princess and the Sylph from Belgium. I like that story too, Violet. And hoo 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 hoo, and hello to Rosie, who is 7, and Lola, who is 3. Becoming an owlet was Lola's gift to Rosie for her 7th birthday. Rosie and Lola are from Ontario in Canada and love listening to Super Great Kids stories when they're driving with their mum. Oh, that's lovely. And our pick of the week picture goes to Zion, who lives in Waiheke Island, New Zealand, and will be celebrating his 7th birthday soon. Zion has sent in his brilliant drawing of the Green Witch, inspired by Finn McCool and the 7 Little Helpers. Oh, I like all the creepy crawlies you've drawn, as well as the little spot on the witch's hand where the arrow hit her. Very well done, Zion. Thank you. If you'd like to see all the super great pictures sent in this week, go to facebook.com/supergreatkidsstories. More Owlet welcomes next week. Thank you for being patient, and thanks to all of you who are subscribing to our podcast. If you'd like to support our podcast on Apple Podcasts or on Patreon, we'll say hello to you on the programme. You can hear our stories advert-free, and you'll get over 38 bonus stories and at least 20 super great scary stories. For more information, go to our website at supergreatkidsstories.com. There are more fun facts about Denmark in our Owlet letter this week. Tune in for another lively and interactive trickster story next week. This podcast was produced at Wardour Studios in fabulous Fitzrovia in London.